This is Brett Townsend with Passing the Mic, a project of Community Media Center that promotes online, community-wide discussion of local issues and topics using the spoken word. In this series of speakers, Muniba Khan, Islamic practitioner and member of At-Tawhid Islamic Center, responds to a question from Allison Egrin, Jewish practitioner and program assistant at Kauffman Interfaith Institute. Muniba Khan then passes on a question of her own to other faith communities in Grand Rapids. Allison Egrin previously asked leaders or practitioners in Grand Rapids faith communities about what's been difficult to navigate within their traditions over the last year.
What aspect of your tradition has been the most difficult or taxing within the last year?
Muniba Khan, local Islamic practitioner, responded.
When I've thought about my faith during this pandemic, it's actually been like a source of comfort. Like it's been my rock. It's been something that I've turned to again and again during the pandemic. So when to think about what's actually challenged me, some aspect of my faith that I found challenging during this time, it took me a minute to think about it, but I came up with two perspectives. So the first part of my faith that I found challenging was as a mom. I have two kids, both, they're very loving, great kids. I'm very lucky. But what I found challenging during this time was I couldn't give them that sense of faith community that we usually get like in a non-pandemic time. Like, you know, they used to go to like a weekend school, like an Islamic school on Sundays, kind of like Sunday school, and where they learned, you know, to read from the Quran, which is the Muslim holy book. And they got together with many, many kids of our community from all, you know, all areas of life and all races and backgrounds. And they were able to see how they're a part of such a large and diverse Muslim community in Grand Rapids. So they had that kind of exposure, which they just kind of lost during this whole pandemic. I mean, my son's lucky enough to have a couple of Muslim kids in his class, but my daughter has absolutely none. And while we do have a core group of Muslim friends that they've been able to kind of stay in touch with over this whole year, it's not the same as being like seeing such a huge community. Like when you go to Friday prayers at the mosque or during Ramadan, where you get together over the weekends to break your fast together. Like the kids did not see that. So it's just kind of, for me as a parent, it was challenging for me to give them that feeling of being part of a big community.
Khan continued her response by sharing the second part of her tradition she found challenging during the pandemic.
And the second thing was, what I found challenging was as a daughter. So my parents are in Canada, and my husband's parents are in Canada too. And ever since the pandemic hit last March, the borders have been closed. So I haven't had, you know, got to see my parents in over a year now. And in my faith, you know, we put the respect and the care for parents, you know, we prioritize that so much so that, you know, after it's something that God has talked about again and again in the Muslim holy book, in the Quran. And it's something that after God and the Prophet, you know, it's your mom, it's your dad. Those are the people that you value and you cherish the most. So being physically so far away from them, I haven't had that opportunity to kind of, to really like, you know, to share with them, to, you know, bring them like joy or pamper them or just, you know, kind of just like be around them and do things for them, have fun with them. That's, you know, that's like a whole year that I've missed out on. My kids have missed out on that, you know, being with their grandparents. So I haven't been able to like kind of fulfill that part of my faith, I feel, as much. You know, it's nice. We've seen each other over, thanks to technology, over Skype and WhatsApp and all that, but it's not the same. We know that. So those two, as a mom and as a daughter, I found those two parts of my faith like challenging to kind of fulfill properly.
Khan followed up with a question of her own to other faith communities in the city.
Has there been any aspect of your faith that you've changed your perspective on over this pandemic time? Like, for instance, you thought about a certain aspect of your faith in one way, but something happened during the pandemic, or you read something or you heard something and it completely changed your perspective on it. And you've started thinking about it in a whole new light. So is there something about your faith that you've gained some new, fresh perspective on?